As we've been reporting this morning, Wild Oats 11 has taken line honours in the Sydney to Hobart race after crossing the finish line last night in the record-breaking time of 1 day, 8 hours and 48 minutes. Comanche was close behind in second, trailing Wild Oats by just 26 minutes. The author, Rob Mundell, is also on the team of Wild Oats 11, and he's with me here on RN Summer Breakfast. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Matt.
Now, Wild Oats 11 beat last year's record by about 4 hours, 42 minutes. That is an astonishing number. Was it all down to the weather, or was that there some new strategy that led to this incredible record-breaking sale?
It was primarily due to the weather, but also the modifications that they made to the hull of the boat 2 years ago to get her to be faster in following winds, and that's exactly what they got here. She's an amazing all-round boat. She's light weather, heavy weather, a bit of everything, and that's what they had in this race. And they got a speed of 35 knots out of her coming down the east coast of Tasmania yesterday. So the guys did a fabulous job, and not only did they break the record there, but in the last 2 years, something like 10 hours has come off the race record for the Hobart race between this boat and Perpetual Loyal. Incredible.
35 knots, I think someone said last night that you can water ski behind that sort of speed. It's incredible. Look, now Comanche has filed a protest against Wild Oats 11. Skipper Mark Richards is in a meeting right now about it. Comanche's owner and skipper Jim Cooney says the incident in Sydney Harbour cost his crew significant time. It was a close encounter between the two boats. What do you make of what happened there?
Well, the international jury will decide on that at around 3 o'clock this afternoon. But in all my sailing experience, I can't see how, with all due respect to Jim and the skipper, Jimmy Spithill, I can't see how they could say that. The guys on board Wild Oats 11, you've got some of the best sailors in the world on board that boat, including Ian Murray, the America's Cup sailor. The guys did discuss the incident as soon as it occurred. They were convinced within themselves that they had nothing to answer for, so they didn't do a 720-degree penalty turn, which they could have done to exonerate themselves if they believed they were in the wrong. So they continued on, but there's no ill feeling between the two teams, but Jim Cooney and Jimmy Spithill have decided that they should proceed with a protest. But when you look at it objectively and when you know sailing, the loss there, if there was one at all, was absolutely minuscule.
Okay, so even in your opinion, even if there is some sort of a penalty, a time penalty given to Wild Oats 11, it's not going to amount to the 26 minutes that split the two boats?
I can't see that at all, but you never know with any protest or any jury in a court case for that matter. But look, I think all the boys on the boat are confident they're in the clear. They've got nothing to answer for. But again, it's an independent jury this afternoon that will decide. If there is a time penalty, rare is anything like this, more than 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes for the penalty, and that's it. So everything's looking very safe and secure for Wild Oats 11, and they will stay in the history books.
What were the crew thinking when when they finally overtook Comanche inside the Derwent River? It was an astonishing moment to watch on television. They were both moving so slowly, and then Wild Oats just crawled and passed Comanche on the starboard side. It was a pretty astonishing moment. What was the team thinking?
Well, they were only thinking about getting first into Hobart, and this was their, this boat being thinner, it's more suited to light weather. Comanche had her weather all the way down the coast, but Wild Oats 11, was blowing very hard from behind for most of the time. Wild Oats 11 had the opportunity to hang in there, or they did do a great job hanging in there, not getting too far behind. And then yesterday they just kept starting to chop and chop and chop more into that lead. And by the time they got to the entrance of the Derwent River, it was game on. The Hobart race is the only major yacht race in the world that starts in a harbour and finishes in the river. And you've just got to accept that as part and parcel of the race. And that's one of the reasons it's so popular around the world and it's recognised for being the great race that it is.
All right. Rob Mundell, thank you so much for joining us on RN Summer Breakfast.
My pleasure.
That's Rob Mundell. He's a sailing author, well-known sailing author, but he's also the media manager for Wild Oats 11.